Progressive Victory is hosting a big old panel with a bunch of cool people, including myself. And by cool people, I mean like a lot of people. It's like multiple panels that are stacked out over the day. Look at this, man. Salam Bhatti, Crystal Ball, Chakrabarty, Abdul Al-Sayed, Hartzell Gray, Ro Khanna, Oliver Larkin, Hassan Piker, haven't heard of him, Graham Platner, Nina Turner, Vosh, weird, Emma Vigeland, Jeremy Whalen, and more. Look at that. That's in 2 days. Thought you didn't talk to people anymore? Yeah, well, you know, they asked me. That's pretty neat though, right? Can't believe Vosh is front and center. Hey, I'm not exactly a small channel. Also, you know, I do have a good relationship with Progressive Victory. I've kind of been there for like the whole time. Let me lap it up a little bit. Anyway, like and subscribe. Also, get a fucking PV subscription, okay?
God, dude.
It's like the lower IQ version of Professor Jang. Dude, here's a deep state secret they don't want you to know. Did you know Soros is Jewish? Am I a rube for thinking we can build a coalition with disaffected anti-MAGA mil types? Military, I assume you mean? Probably, yeah. It's pretty hard to coalition build with these people. They're usually just disappointed that Trump's not deporting people fast enough. From Valhalla VFT. Green Beret? Huh. Well, he doesn't seem to like Trump very much. That's good. Chaos erupts after ICE kills American citizen in the street. Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. Maybe. Is he even MAGA? Does he just look like a chud? U.S. military's in crisis. The culture's trash. No one's joining. I don't know. It kind of 2025 military draft. Get ready for war. Gen Z, it's your time to shine. We have the triggered lady. Triggered individual, I might say, because I'm woke. I don't know if this person even was full on MAGA. Maybe. Probably. Seems like he just doesn't like Trump that much. Is Platner post-chud? Post-chud. That's a good term. Mamdani's campaign fooled everyone. Hold on.
Recently met and we found out that he's Jewish. His mother was Jewish and his grandmother was Jewish. So, Mr. Mayor, we might find out very soon that you're Jewish. Don't hang out with me.
That's interesting.
Is it? Is it interesting? Dude, everyone's so fucking obsessed with the Jews, man. What I didn't hear everything he said. What was he saying, like, oh, everyone is Jewish, you could be Jewish, Mamdani? Did he say something like that? Was that what he said?
Recently met and we found out that he's Jewish. His mother was Jewish and his grandmother was Jewish. So, Mr. Mayor, we might find out very soon that you're Jewish.
I thought it was a joke. Is it not a joke?
Don't hang out with me.
That's interesting.
What do you mean by that? Yeah. Okay. It's gone on for a while now.
Welcome back to the channel, everybody, and I'm sure you're all aware the news cycle is absolutely in chaos as now Mayor Zohran Mamdani has secured the New York City mayor's election, and my God. Turn on Fox News everywhere you look. Hair on fire. It's the end of New York City, the end of the world. And while everybody is losing their minds, but who by? You might be a little shocked to find out. Was it Qatar? Was it Iran? Was it Saudi Arabia? No. It was the usual suspects. Now, I'm going to take you guys on a little trip. Be a little shocked, politicians. They're installed just like he was. Pain and who voted for it, because be very clear with all politicians, they're installed just like he was, but who by? You might be a little shocked to find out. Was it Qatar? Was it Iran? Was it Saudi Arabia? No. It was the usual suspects. Now, I'm going to take you guys on a little trip through what's called psychological operations, PSYOPs, how to manipulate public perception, because that's exactly what we have going on here. So don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, helps the channel. Let's deep dive this thing. Now, of course, as the entire mainstream media apparatus is shoving down your throat, oh my God, this Islamic extremist anti-Semite, I'm wondering on election night why he's hanging out with, Alex Soros, the son of, as we all know, George Soros.
Oh, no. Fuck. Where's the Professor Jang kid? Somebody get him away from chat. He's going to find a new idol. Oh, no.
You immediately be thinking, oh, well, of course, that's because Soros funds all the socialists. No. That's surface level. A little Google search into where Soros comes from and what his faith is.
God, dude. It's like the lower IQ version of Professor Jang. Dude, here's a deep state secret they don't want you to know. Did you know Soros is Jewish? Holy fuck, that's crazy.
Interesting. He, of course, moves in coordination with our greatest ally. And when I thought to myself, again, who funded this campaign?
No, he doesn't. George Soros is not like a big Zionist advocate. For one, he's like a million years old. But for two, a lot of the initiatives that he's fundraised for, I'm not to say he's like anti-Zionist or anything, but he's definitely not Israel's favorite fucking financier. He might be one of their least. We're going to have 50 more years of this. We're going to have a fucking millennia of this, dude. Holy shit. Yeah, Soros is older than the state of Israel by a good amount.
Well, here's the money. Ah, so here we go. Far-left kingmaker Soros Open Society Foundation since 2016 has pumped more than $37 million into 10 organizations and their sibling fundraising arms whose endorsements, Get Out the Vote groundwork, drove socialist Zohran Mamdani to victory in New York's mayor primary. Here's what he received. From the Working Families Party, $23.7 million. Make the Road Action, $3.51 million. Engage Action, $3.47 million. And it goes down the list. Now, you might be asking yourself, why was one of the...
Yeah, Israel loves the Working Families Party.
These guys funding Zohran's entire campaign.
What? Which guys? The Working Families Org? What about DSA? What?
Action $3.47 million, and it goes down the list. Now, you might be asking yourself, why was one of these guys funding Zohran's entire campaign? That doesn't, on the surface, make any sense at all.
What, dude, you have... Come on. You haven't even set up the frame of the conspiracy yet. What are you talking about? Why would the Working Families Parties, support Mamdani? What's the conspiracy? What are you alleging? I get it, Jews, but like, what's the framework? What doesn't make sense?
Until we take a little trip down memory lane and remember exactly how PSYOPs actually works. Let's take a look at this. Now, stick with me. I'm going to tie all this together, I promise, as we go. Uh-huh. But a little trip down memory lane. Our greatest ally's leader said, battle against militant Islam represents modernity, medievalism. Our greatest ally's prime minister is reiterating the importance of the great...
I got a question. Why are you even asking this? Oh, why are you even watching this? Okay, here's my counter question. Why do people keep asking me why we're watching Chud videos? That was the main thing this channel did for years. You guys have gotten too used to news. Why are we looking at the news? Why are we watching Trump? I don't know. Just, it's what... Because we can... Because I don't know. Because it's on. Why are you watching me?
Ally in America cooperation, the battle.
You watch this hacks video all the way through, but not Jang. That's because I'm racist.
Against what he called militant Islam in the Middle East, saying the two countries must stand together to ensure light triumphs over darkness and hope triumphs over despair. Oh, yeah, that's right. A common enemy that could unite and bind us again. Because as we all know, we've all seen this week, American support for our greatest ally is basically non-existent. They've lost the plot. The paid influencers isn't working. Mainstream media mouthpieces isn't working. The conventions they're putting on. Ben Shapiro attacking people. None of that's working.
I don't understand what point he's making. So he's saying that people are growing more antagonistic towards Israel in America. Okay.
We have to go back to old reliable. And what's old reliable? Oh, that's right. BB says the 9/11 attacks were good for our greatest ally. Mm-hmm. He said... Our greatest ally is benefiting from the attack as it swung American public opinion. Uh-huh. Ah, that's right. Islamophobia. Ooh. And what better place to reignite that American patriotism?
You have to be so fucking stupid. Sometimes I watch stuff like this and I worry about how I sound, but I know there's a gulf. You are being talked to like a baby who is playing peekaboo with their mother. You know what I mean? Like, there is no, it's not just about, like, the JQing and the conspiracy posting. It's like you're being talked down to like a child. The cadence and the tone.
And then ground zero by installing an Islamic mayor. And we're already seeing it all over Fox News, everywhere you look. The hysteria, the ramp back up. And see, even in the Knesset this week, it was said that the best way our greatest ally could regain American support is through Islamophobia. And so you see, as they're going to tell you how horrible this is, he was. Our greatest ally's choice. That was the candidate they wanted the entire time. Of course.
Israel wanted Mamdani to win? The single loudest and most effective anti-Israeli advocate in America who was opposed by every Zionist organization and individual in the country? I mean, that's quite the 5D chess plan, yeah.
We gotta stoke those fears back up. And again, New York City, ground zero, the best, the perfect place to do it. Remember that patriotism, America. And what really concerns
me... Remember, I got linked this guy's video because somebody asked, is it naive of me to think that disillusioned chuds like this can be won over? To which my answer is yes. If you think a conservative who doesn't like Trump can be won over, you have to ask yourself, what reasons are they breaking with Trump? And I have a feeling this guy thinks Trump's too cozy with the Jews.
And I see a lot of other people starting to be concerned about this, too, as I've seen a lot of clips and memes going around. And I'll put one up right here that we can look at from my buddy Aaron from Aaron Loves America, is this.
I think we need to look at the positives with Zohran Mamdani getting elected out in New York City. The next false flag in NYC is going to hit different when you have a Muslim mayor that calls for jihad.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it?
Has he called for jihad? Wait, saying that Mamdani calls for jihad is Islamophobic. Aren't you doing the bidding of Israel? Like, unironically, though, if your argument is Islamophobia is a tool used by the Jews to advance the interests of the state of Israel by arguing that he likes jihad, aren't you literally doing that?
Imagine another T-word attack in New York City while Mamdani is mayor, carried out by Islamic extremists, of course, backed by who? Iran, I'm sure. We'd have no choice but to start banging the drums of patriotism. We got to head over. We got to defend our greatest ally and ourselves.
As opposed to, like, if Cuomo was mayor, where it definitely wouldn't be used as a pretext for Islamophobia. Is that the implication? If Cuomo was mayor and there was a false flag terrorist attack done by Islamic extremists in New York City, that everyone would just be chill with it? And that the Israel-loving Cuomo wouldn't use that as a way of propagating Israel's interests?
Stabilize another country. And who is the only country that actually had any positive benefit over that 20-year disaster? That's right. So you're all freaking out over...
Well, he never... Dude, it's such a low IQ, sloppulist fucking... Yeah, that's right. What? Just say it. Just say your point. Why can no one just say the thing you believe? This is why I argue, like, I don't really conspiracy post. All the stuff that I've said about Epstein, for one, I think... perfectly conforms onto a pre-existing framework of Marxist analysis on the behavior of the wealthy. But also, I don't ambiguously post. I just say what I think. You know what I mean? Which group of people? You know the ones. When I say Israel, I mean Israel. When I say Jewish supremacists, I mean Jewish supremacists. When I say Zionists, I mean Zionists. There's not really like a... You don't have to fill in the blanks. I'll tell you what I believe.
For this communist, Islamic extremist, they got exactly who they wanted. That's their candidate, guys.
Mamdani.
You gotta pay attention. Now, I'm gonna show you something.
You gotta pay attention.
Else, who voted for Zohran? Because this is actually interesting as well. Now, of course, what you would expect up front, young people predominantly, 18 to 44, huge percentages. Well, what about religious breakdown? Now, this gets interesting. Of course, as you'd expect, Muslim.
Wow, Jewish people were literally the most likely group to vote against Mamdani. What a surprise. So, but he was the candidate? Mamdani was the... deep state Jewish candidate. I want to know how he's going to spin this genuinely. Like, here, I'll move my camera so we can look at his face as he spins this. I want to know. He also kind of paused when it opened. Okay, hold on.
Because this is actually interesting as well. Now, of course, what you would expect up front, young people predominantly, 18 to 44, huge percentages. Well, what about religious breakdown? Now, this gets interesting. Of course, as you'd expect, Muslim.
Is it like, now this gets, I feel like it's the first time he's looked at this data. Like, he opened it and he expected it to be like, well, Jews voted 100% for Mamdani or something like that. But I want to see how he spins it. Maybe I'm wrong.
92% to 6%. That's exactly what you'd expect. But this one right here is the most interesting. 32%. Now, you want to think that's the lowest, but still, or this radical Islamic extremist.
Okay, I guess that's how Mamdani was the Jew's pick in every way except for the only possible way to determine that.
Anti-Semite, how did 1 in 3 vote for Zohran? That's bizarre. You would think you would have had a 98.2, right?
Dude, he didn't look at the data beforehand. I guarantee it. He opened this expecting it to be a majority Jews having vote for Mamdani, and he looked at this, he was like, well, still, it's suspicious that they were only the least likely category of people to vote for Mamdani. All this is on the fly. Dog, you have to read it ahead of time. Why would you read this? I like Jiang, this guy's a grifter, I think. Look, he's literally doing this right now. He's doing the meme. When people act like this, I assume they're grifters. I don't think actual people act like this. I think Alex Jones wannabes act like this, you know?
But no, you didn't. A huge amount of people did. Now, why would they do that? Why would they vote to make themselves less safe? I don't know. Something interesting to think about. Now, guys, this stuff really is actually...
He doesn't answer a single fucking question, dude. Holy shit. What interesting. I'm just asking questions.
A lot more obvious than you realize. Look what Trump just put out. Just yesterday.
If the Nigerian government continues to allow the killing of Christians, the USA will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria.
And why the fuck are we sending money to Nigeria to begin with, by the way? Like, foreign aid. We do it to, like, every country on earth. Nigeria is a pretty poor country.
to do things to Nigeria that Nigeria is not going to be happy about and may very well go into that now disgraced country, guns a-blazing, to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorists who are committing these horrible, horrible atrocities. I'm hereby instructing our Department of War to prepare for possible action. If we attack, it will be fast, vicious, and sweet, just like the terrorist thugs attack our cherished Christians.
Now, is what is happening in Nigeria to Christians horrible? Absolutely. And I actually do 100% support stopping it.
Then what are you disagreeing with? What? This guy's like, Islamophobia is a Jewish plot. By the way, I'm Islamophobic and I agree with every Islamophobic position. What? That Trump video is AI. Dog, shh. That's a real video. This video is from a few months ago, okay? He actually said that.
However, that persecution has been going on since 1953 and nobody's given a shit. Donald Trump hasn't given a shit. You haven't heard him say a f***ing word about this until when? One day after Zohran is elected. And then again, drum up those drums, Islamic extremism. He doesn't care about Christians in Nigeria. This is about raising Islamophobia to bring back support for our greatest ally. Period. Full stop. Don't get f***ing tricked. They lost the intellectual debate. So now they're going to do it through psychological operations, fear-mongering, most likely false flags, because that's their MO. And they count on most Americans not paying attention to this type of stuff beyond very, very surface level.
So Mamdani does control the U.S. government. I just can't get over the fact that the video opened with, like, the most Jewish man on earth being like, "Eh, Mamdani, you good guy. Maybe you Jew, too." And this guy going, how interesting. It's like, okay. It's a compelling case to open with.
So, Mr. Mayor, you're sleeping sick. We might find out very soon that you don't hang out with me.
That's interesting.
It's good stuff. All right, yeah. So anyway, I guess the point is, like, this is also Epsteinite ideology. It is. It unironically is. Super far right, xenophobic. I agree with Islamophobia. However, you know, I agree that Mamdani is an Islamic terrorist, a jihadist, and so on and so on. But I have this added level of xenophobic scrutiny on top of it, where I think that sharing my positions means that you're part of a Jewish conspiracy, even though I agree with the things that they're saying, allegedly. I have a very simple answer to quote Carlin. It's a big club in UN. It's not actually a big club. There's like 12 million Jews on earth. If we're looking at 97.5% of campaign contributions from all dollar donations, yeah, Jewish dollars, shekels or something. Small hats wearing the big hats. It was Orthodox Jews who supported Mamdani. Is that true? I feel like the juices just have a race to find the funniest looking hats. We're looking at the wrong guy. Look at the controller. Do you mean comptroller? Now ask yourself who really controls the city. Not the mayor. The comptroller. The guy who backed the mayor. And also is anti-Zionist. How about the Holocaust card played over... I have never seen it misspelled like that. The Holocaust. Hey, look, it's the guy who shared this with chat. Tricked? I've been following you from the left, and I like the show a lot. Not all of us are evil. We need to focus on uniting the country, not waiting for the leadership to. Most of us believe in similar things and have similar goals. Not to diminish the areas we disagree with, disrespect your values, but if we let the shareholder class divide us, we will never get the basic drain the swamp Epstein reforms. I don't think he thinks the shareholder class is dividing us. I don't think Valhalla VFT has a problem with the stock market, like, on principle. Is this actually the guy? No, I'm doing a bit. Amy hearted the Adono. So Zohran was a plant by Israel-backed Soros to help promote Israel and Islamophobia, even though Donald Trump actively backed Cuomo. I mean, Donald Trump, and not to mention every Zionist group, and George Soros himself is not really Zionist. I mean, Donald Trump said Zohran won because Trump's name wasn't on the ballot. So if this was all an elevation to raise Islamophobia, why wouldn't Trump just endorse Zohran? Yeah, I'm thrilled to see this comment. I was listening, had to do some serious mental gymnastics to follow what I was saying. Glad you're as confused as I am. All right, well, I'm glad there's some dissent, I suppose.